Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Lord, I thank you that we can come here together this morning to hear your word, and thank you that we can receive those showers of blessings, and whether we're in a spiritual drought or physical drought, that we can count on your word and that we can count on your love and compassion in our lives. And just pray that you would speak through me and also Kenneth and Melvin as they share, and help us to look into your word and be willing to let it penetrate our hearts. And just want to pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So I've been doing a little bit of study in the book of Colossians, and I really appreciated the whole book and just taking time to go through each verse and looking in other part in the scripture and seeing how it compares and what God would have for my life. And I'd like to read in Colossians chapter 2 this morning, starting in verse 6. I'd like to focus a little more on verse 13 through 17, but I'm going to start in verse 6. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of God, of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power, in whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the face of the operation of God, who has raised him from the dead. And you being dead in your sins in the uncircumcision of your flesh, has he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of the ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. Having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Let no man, therefore, judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of an holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of the things to come, but the body is of Christ. So we see that in verse 13, Paul is talking to us and he's saying that we either are dead or were dead in our sins. So if we are dead, we can be free from that. In Romans chapter 7, verse 5, says, for when we were in the flesh, the motions of sins, which were by the law, did work in our members to bring forth fruit unto death. So when we were living after the flesh, the passions of sin did work in our lives to bring fruit unto death. In Colossians, back in the book Colossians there in chapter 2, verse 13, it's talking about uncircumcision. And in Bible times, uncircumcision meant not being in the people of God. As Gentiles, as foreigners, we would have had to worship outside of the temple, out in the outer court. God could have brought us into the temple to worship. He wanted that relationship with us. But instead he says, ye are the temple. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16. says, and what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, and as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. So we see God has a desire for a relationship with us. And we are made alive together with Jesus. And in the end of verse 13 there in Colossians, it says, having forgiven all trespasses, so we can live forgiven of all trespasses and sins. And then in verse 13 it says, blotting out the handwriting of the ordinances that was against us. So those ordinances, the Passover was one of them, many ordinances and laws in the Old Testament. In Exodus 12, verse 14 and 15, says, in this day shall be unto you, it's talking about the Passover, I believe, when Moses, when they were leaving the land of Egypt. In this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and ye shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. Ye shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever. 7 days shall ye eat unleavened bread, even the first day ye shall put it away, leaven out of your houses, for whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. So this day was a memorial, a feast to the Lord. When not kept, it meant being put away from the people of Israel, being put out of the land of Israel. In Malachi chapter 3, 7, it says, even from the days of your fathers ye are gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye said, wherein shall we return? So it's a call, to return in not keeping the ordinances that were written against them all those years, that it's probably especially the silent years there, and even before that, that people were not keeping the ordinances of God. And I believe Jesus had to come and renew that relationship. In Colossians 1, verse 19 and 20, says, for it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, that's in Jesus, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. By him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. So in Jesus there is fullness. We have peace through his death on the cross. And it's again a call to return to God, because God wants to reconcile all things to himself. We can only find fulfillment in a relationship with Jesus. It's spending time with him. Oftentimes we're seeking him and we're living for him, and then maybe we forget, and then we find ourselves discouraged, and then we go back to him, and then we're living a fulfilled life again, and then if we aren't careful, we forget again. So that's what happened to the Israelites. And the end of verse 14, it says, and he took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross, the things that held against us and contrary. And I don't want to go back to the things that he's taken out of my life. But if we aren't careful, we can find ourselves going back towards those things. And then in verse 15, it says, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. So Jesus has disarmed the powers and authorities. In Ephesians 6, verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So we do wrestle, but it's against principalities and powers. There's a dark world, and when we're struggling, it isn't the people that we struggle with and the things around us that we struggle with always. It's often the powers of darkness, and they're working to bring our destruction. And we need to be able to identify the enemy and realize oftentimes it feels like it's this thing right in front of us, but it's really the powers of darkness trying to work against us. Jesus is bigger and greater than the things we wrestle against. And he has taken it and nailed it to the cross. Dying on the cross and rising from the dead, Jesus showed his power over the authorities, his authority over the principalities and powers, triumphing over them. So, and I think in the church of Colossae, Paul saw people that wanted to go back to the law and back to the ordinance of the Old Testament. And I think that really concerned him. It says, "Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of an holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath." So we don't want to let men's judgment come on what we eat. In Romans 14, verse 3, "Let not him that eateth despise him that eateth not, and let not him that eateth not judge him that eateth, for God hath received him." We're not to look down on people for what they eat. It's if God has received someone, let's be careful, because it's easy to nitpick the surface, but we need to search the Word of God and then search our hearts and to know what God's will is. And in verse 17, "Which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ." So the eating of certain foods and the keeping of holy days or new moons or Sabbaths were a picture of what was to come. In Hebrews 8, verses 1 through 6, it says, "Now of things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such an high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heaven, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle which the Lord pitched, not man. For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices, wherefore it is of necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer. For if he were on earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law, who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern showed to thee in the mount. But now hast he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established on better promises." So as God's chosen people, the children of Israel showed a picture of what was to come, the era that we live in, and forgiveness through Jesus. The priest could not do what Jesus, our great high priest, did. They had to bring their own sacrifice for themselves. Jesus was the sacrifice and was the perfect sacrifice. In 1 Peter 2, verse 9, says, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." So as Christians, we are a chosen people, we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people. And we are that we should be showing forth the praises of him that has called us. So that's what I had to share, and just thinking about us as the temple and Christ as our high priest, and just trying to live for him. Let's not let the principalities and powers have rule in our lives. So, yep. Thank you for your time.